Parshas Matas Masa, Be'ezer Hashem. Start with the famous Ramban's Kasha. Parshas Matas, the Yidden come back from Mechemes Midian. And the Torah is Mechadish a new Parsha. V'yoyimer lo ze akoyna l'anshi atzov ban l'mechoma zoyis chukas ha-Torah sh'tziv Hashem ish Moshe. And he was Mechadish the in of ha-Golas Kalim. That you can't use these Kalim unless you kasher them. You have to kasher the kelim. You want to use the kelim they cook from the sholol of Midian. And he told him the zov, the kath, and the chosh, the barz of Dildai Ferris, called the Rosh Obeish Tavir Beish. You have to burn it out. Chol Shaloy Obeish Tavir Bemayim, Eroyschim, you have to do Hagola. So Ramban is Ma'ur Aposhet the kasher. L'chayr, this isn't the first Mechama they're having. They already had a Mechama in Mechemes Sichem Va'oig, at the end of Parshas Chukas. So why did the Torah start this whole Parsha? What's going on over here? Where was the Inyan of Hagolas Kalim already in Mechemes Sichem Va'oig? That's the famous Kasha of the Ramban. And the Ramban, this is Amir de Keteretz. He says, the Ramban says at Teretz, what's that? That's Ramban says. So Ramban says, Mechemes Sichon was a Mechoma for Nachlas Eretz Yisrael. It's a Mechoma for Nachlas Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Chulin, from Apostik and Eschanon, Ubotim Meleim Kol Tu, you're going to go to a place that's full of good things. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. Darshan de Gemara, but the Malayim Kol Tov, that you can eat, but Malayim Kol Tov, Shalei Mileisa, Zagra, Filu Kadli de Chaziri. When you go out to Mechama, you can even eat Kadli Chaziri. Kadli Chaziri is bacon. You can even eat Chazir. You can even all the Yisurim, then Macholas Asuris became Mutter. Came Mutter, Rishteta Gemara. Filu Kadli de Chaziri. Om Rav Yirma Merav, Kadli de Chaziri. Even that's Mutter. Murdik. So the Ramban, says, what's the problem over here? These kelim are full of tarfus? No problem. Ubotum mileim kol tuv, afilu kadli chaziri. You can even a dover osir. So there's nothing to worry about. But Mechemes Midian is not a mechama for Eretz Yisrael. That's a mechama stam of nekama. Nekama ba'al nekoim nikmas. To go do a have a nekama Midian. So have a nekama Midian, that already, there's no heter. The heter is Mechemes Eretz Yisrael. Mechemes Eretz Yisrael. This is not Mechemes Eretz Yisrael. That's Ramban's big yisoid over here. The Mechemes Eretz Yisrael, you're going for the Nachla. That has a heter of the Gemara and Chulin that you can eat Macholos Asuris. But the Mechemes Midian, which is a Mechoma of Nekoma, that was Mechoma of Nekoma, that there's no heter of this whole halacha of Kadli the Chazir, they can eat Batim Alein Kol Tuv, you can eat whatever you want. So Mel Zakhtar Ramban, there they have to have a new Parsha, Kasher the Kelim. You have to Kasher the Kelim because you can't eat it otherwise. That's state in Ramban. That Ramban says, Al Pidas Gemara, Stam Agav, Stam Avertel. Why did the Gemara use this drasha? The Gemara is being Machadish, you can eat all Macholos Asuris, right? Even though we're talking about Kelim of Midian, the Ramban is saying, which had cooked in it all kinds of Isurim, all kinds of problems. And the Ramban is saying that it's mutter. Why did the Gemara pick as an example of Macholos Asuris? Why did the Gemara dafka pick? Why did the Gemara dafka pick Kadli de Chaziri? Why did the Gemara dafka pick that example? Kadli means it's baked. It's baked. Yeah, it's Kadli is the Lashon of Gemara over here. Feel Kadli Chaziri means the Chazir that's baked, that they cook. So what's the Pshat? Why did the Gemara pick this? Perhaps you can say Pshat. The Gemara, how are we darshan this? Ubatim Malayim Kol Tuv. If you're going to come to Yerushalayim, it's Yisroel, you're going to Ubatim Malayim Kol Tuv. Every good thing. So how did they see every good thing? Machol Asuris. If I go into a house and see Machol Asuris, I don't say it's a good thing. Well, it's a good thing. It's a terrible thing. What's a good thing? Where did the Gemara see this from? Perhaps we could say Amar Yudhik Rem is like this. The Shloah Kaddish says that the word Tuv, as opposed to the word Taif, means the next world. Marav tufcha shetzafanta leyarecha. Tuv means in the next world. Toiv means in this world. There's a lot to say about it. The Mela, the Pasuk, but the Malayim called Tuv. You're going to be able to see, eat something that's Tuv. Means it's going to be good in the next world. Good in the next world. That means it's not good in this world. What's good? What's not good now and will be good later on? Chayr, everything that's Asir is Asir. Everything that's Mutter is Mutter. The Torah is not going to change. There's one exception. The Rechaim HaKadosh brings a Medrash in Parsha Shmini. Why is Chazer called Chazer? Shechayzer liyos muteris. So the one thing that changes is Chazer. That's going to be Mutter. So Chazal see in Kol Tov, that's a Chazer. And then once Chazer is Mutter, the Gemara says it must be everything's Mutter. But we have to start with the Chazer. That's the one thing that you see in the Remnant of Kol Tov, perhaps. But let's get back to Ramban. So Ramban is saying, Amar Dik Yisayt, that over here in Melchemes, Sichem Va'oik, everything's Mutter. Because the Ramban holds this heter is for the army when they're fighting for Eretz Yisrael. So then they have a heter, but the Malayim Kol Tov. But we stop fighting Stama War, there's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. So then there's no heter whatsoever. There's no heter. There's no heter whatsoever. It's Stama Mechama of Nekama. On that Mechama of Nekama, there was no heter. They state Ramban. And they state Don Ramban. Here's because that was Nachlas Yisrael. V'hutulem, everything became Mutter. Because Mutter Malay Kol Tov. This is Gemara. Chulun Yud Zayin Amin Aleph. Ober Midyon. Wasn't their land? Limkoim nikamosam. The male the Israel stays. Fine. Chasam Sofer says this is a gewaldige gevort. A gewaldige gevort. We find after this is whole parsha is over. What's the next parsha in the Torah? After the whole story of Mechemes Minyan is over with, what's the next parsha in the Torah in Matos? The parsha of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven come, and what do they say? Please, Moshe Rabbeinu, we have a lot of mikna. Give us Eretz Sichem Va'oik. Now do you wake up? Now you wake up. In parshas, the end of parshas Chukas, you got Sichem Va'oik. Why are you waiting till parshas Matos to ask for this? Why didn't you ask for it after Sichem Va'oik? Were you waiting after Mechemes Minyan to ask for it? Mechemes Minyan has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. What are you doing? They went and fought Sichem Va'oik. Amachama. Sichem Va'oik threatened them. Pikuach Nefesh. Amachama. Eibishter made Nisim Gluyim. And we thank Hashem Ara Yoim. Yeah, for the killing Sichem Va'oik. Moiradik. And they had another Machama, Midyan. All of a sudden, right after Mechemes Midyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them through Ramesh and Elazar, you have to Kasher the Kalim. Kasher the Kalim? Now? They had the Ramban's Kasher. Why are we kashering the Kalim now? What happened to Mechemes Sichem? They asked the Ramban's Kasha. They asked themselves the Ramban's Kasha. They came up with the Ramban's Teretz. What's the Ramban's Teretz? A Sichem Oig is Eretz Yisrael, and this is not. Oh, Sichem is Eretz Yisrael. Then we can ask one already. It's Nachlo. So let's ask Eretz Yisrael. But till now, they didn't chap that Sichem Oig is Eretz Yisrael. It was a Mechama. We took their lamp. It has Eretz Yisrael. But the Ramban's Kasha is Shver. And the only way to answer Ramban's Kasha is to say, that's Eretz Yisrael. Oy bazoy, let's ask. It's very meduig, zatech susay, with the Ramban, that they dafka ask now and not before. But let's get back to Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban's Kasha, Amor Dege Kasha. But it doesn't for l'chayr l'fi the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam's shita is, in Hilchos Malachim, that this heter of eating Dvor Macholos Asuris, according to Rambam, is only b'di'evit. Only if they're starving and they don't know what to eat. Again, we're not talking about pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, anybody can eat it, but not. But they're hungry. They're rov. The Rambam uses a lashon of rov. They're very hungry. They don't know what to eat in the immediate vicinity. They got machol suri. But stamazoi, not a heter. Bazoi, what heter is that? They have a keli that has tarfus in it. You need to eat the tarfus. It's balu in the keli. Of course not. So what's the heter over here? The Radvaz is already ma'ir that this is a kasha on the Rambam. The Radvaz, the precious drachim, Mishnah Melch, and the same precious drachim. What's the pshat over here? What's the pshat? Chayr, lefid Rambam, we're not going to be able to fanfare the Ramban, with the Teretz Ramban won't work, lefid Rambam. So the Archadosh says a ma'ir to get Teretz, and he says at the end that he now found out that the Baal Noid Behuda Shlita was still living in his time, he was Mechamet to his Teretz. What's a Teretz? Ratana Gemara, Gevaldige Gemara. Because the Rambam holds that the heter of eating Machol Sasuris in the war is only B'di'evit, only if they're starving.
That can't be the heter over here. After they won the war, now they're cooking in those kelim. What's the heter? There's no heter. Fina Ramban, it's mutter, because mutter l'chatchila. Fina Ramban, mutter l'chatchila. It's a davar shel heter. Davar shel heter, no problem. You can cook with the kelim. Imachem sichem voy, because it was for Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam holds all b'di'evit. It's b'di'evit. The Ram Grada argues on the part of Eretz Yisrael as well, but that's not a gift. According to Ram, the whole heter is b'di'evit. What's the pshat? Zokar chodesh gevalda geteres. He says he was mecham to Nei B'Yudah. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Chafei Omen Aleph, Tana, Kishem she'omdo lechama le'yeshua, kach omdo lechama le'moshe l'adim ben-gur. Yeshua cried. It was a pasuk. We all know the famous story, Yeshua, Shemesh be'givin. And the sun didn't set. Zok the Gemara, the same thing happened by Moshe Rabbeinu. The same thing happened by Moshe Rabbeinu. The sun didn't set. What's the pshat? Why didn't the sun set? And where didn't the sun set? So Gemara is, the pshat in the Gemara is, the pshat in the Gemara is that we're talking about over here by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was mechemes sichem v'ayik. Mechemes sichem zok Rashi leMoshe b'mechemes sichem. So b'mechemes sichem, the sun didn't set. How long did it go? An extra 24 hours. Extra 24 hours. Zok dar chodesh maridik. By mechemes sichem, it 24 hours the sun didn't set. They fought for 24 hours. Kum tzachais. And when they finally got those kalim, it was more than 24 hours old. More than 24 hours old, what the Gemara says, noisin tam livgam. The tam in that balua in the keli is pogum already, it's defective. It's mutter mideraisa lechatchila. It's mutter mideraisa lechatchila. Oy bazoi, mer de gishmak. Imachem esichayin. It was mutter lechatchila because they didn't get to it till after 24 hours because they're holding a war though, and they came and fought this war. Nobody had it. He was using a pot. It took 24 hours that the shemesh stood. So in Mele, there was nothing of ben yoimai. But in Midyan, there was a ben yoimai still. The pot still had fresh macholos asuris. So fresh macholos asuris. So in Mele was also, they needed the parsh of kashering the kalim. But on Mechem esichem voy, they didn't need the parsh of kashering the kalim because it was already 24 hours old. 24 hours old. It's not fresh macholos asuris. It's pogim. It's mutter lechatchila min ha-Torah. It's only osmid rabbanim for us. But min ha-Torah, it's mutter lechatchila. Mutter lechatchila. There's no parsha. Macholos kelim wasn't pshayich. That would be the way. The Archadosh says the Rambam will forever. The Rambam's kasha. Because b'mechemes sichem oig, it took 24 hours. 24 hours. Those kelim were fresh kelim. And maybe you didn't have a problem. As I said, the Archadosh says he's mechaven to Neid Budas Teretz over here. Murdered. The emes advorim is, even the Ramban's teretz l'chayr is not enough. All the many achrayim ask, even l'fida Ramban l'chayr, we didn't finish answering the kasha. Why? Because beyond hagolas kalim, to use a kalim to kasher it, there's another aspect of kalim, and that is tvilas kalim. And Rashi and Chumash brings down tvilas kalim over here. That it's also, we're involving over here tvil. What's tvilas kalim? When you get a kalim from a goy, you have to be tevil it. To be tabled. The Rashi brings it down over here as well. L'chayru, in Ochanami Ramban answered kashering kelim by saying, oh, so it's macholos asuris. Macholos asuris, ben zman sichem voig. It wasn't a problem. Now it's a problem. But l'chayru, that answers kashering, hagolas kelim. But what about tevilas kelim? Tevilas kelim, Rashi brings down over here, you need dorsh mikan, sh'af lachshir mene iser ton tevila. Rashi brings down here in Pasuk of Gimel. What happened to Tvilas Kalim? Tvilas Kalim, there's no excuse. Tvilas Kalim is a maises. No, there's no Isser involved. Tvilas Kalim is a tum involved because it comes from a goy. You have to bring it to the mikveh and be tivel it. Be matbel the Kalim. So what does it help me that Mechem is Sichma is a Mechem is Yisrael? You still need to be matbel Kalim. So Ramban's answer doesn't help yet. It only helped the Hagolas Kalim. It didn't help the Tvilas Kalim. The emes is the Ramban himself. If you look at Ramban himself, the Ramban himself is noita that Tvilas Kalim is only midrabona. So Ramban himself, he gets a chayitza. But Lamaisa, Rashi holds the deraisa. Rashi here, Rashi in Gemara by the Zohar. Other Rishayim holds the deraisa. What
he
is?
He told them then. It just that they once we're saying all the din of goes to kelim.
But it really told them then. It doesn't sound like it because it sounds like it was all one parsha. We're quoting the words of the tzivui. Zoyis chukas atari came together. It sounds like what goes kelim. In fact, it's not even so clear in the psukim. Rashi holds it's a deraisa de kedrosha, but it's not so posh. Others know it's a smachta. But lofi Rashi, it's coming mamish in the parsha. So there's a famous teretz from the Chechen of a Rebbe, one of the great Rebbes of Poland, times of Chedush Harim, he was a Chavid of Chedush Harim, Chechen of a Rebbe, and he says, I'm married to get teretz. And he says like this, what happened by Melchemes Sichaim? Who did they fight, and who was left? The answer is, when you look at the story over here of Sichaim, they went to Sichaim, and it says, they took everything, they went there, they took everything, and they took his cities, and they destroyed the entire Sichaim. It says over there, the Kal Yisrael had a Nisif Gluyif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took Sichaim V'oi, there's nothing left there. Bilti Hishaloi Sarid, nothing left. There's nothing left. So who owned those Kalim? If there's nobody left, who owned the Kalim? The answer is, nobody. They're Hefker. So the Chechen of a Rebbe, a Yid, took it from the Hefker. He's not taken from the Goyim. He's taken from Hefker. Who says it in Tvilas Kalim? Tvilas Kalim is you take it from the Goy. You take a Kalim from the Goy, but here you're taking it from Hefker. You're not taking from the Goy. So it should be Mutter Gomer. You don't need Tvila. Mashenka, Mechemes Midyan. Mechemes Midyan, there are thousands of people left. Not only that, they even brought them to Moshe back. Moshe was Beyiktsav. These you have to kill. These you can leave. There's Yorshim. Yorshim, then they took it away from the Yorshim as Kibush Muhammad. They take it straight from the Goy. Straight from the Goy. Is that Parsha Tvila?
Is that Amochel?
I say, Chechen of a Rebbe held a lot mites like that. Chechen of a Rebbe held like that. Now, if the guy is mafker is Kalim, the Kleichemda wants to say, maybe the Chechen of a Rebbe might do, because there the guy's koyach gave it to you. But if a Mela became Efker, the Chechen of a Rebbe held, and that favors Rabban's Kash again. Because by Milchemes Sichem Oig, there's nobody left, so who owns the Kalim? Nobody. So where are you getting it from? Minahafker. Minahafker, wonderful. You don't need Tvila. They didn't tefill us to get it from a goy. Oh, but Mechemes Midyan has all kinds of people left over, so they're getting it from the goy. Getting it from the goy, need tefill. In 1948, in Tuf Shin Ches.
If goes and kills a goy, is Caleb and Amar
now
not playing
the
field? They're
Hefker? He went and killed him. No.
So now, the Caleb...
Feel the
Chechemetz?
In Tuf Shin Ches. In Tov Shin Ches, thousands of Arabs fled Eretz Yisrael in a panic. Some of it was self-induced, some of it was their leaders told them all kinds of zachen. Adayim, they're still tumbling about this. Thousands of Arabs left their homes exactly in pristine form, exactly the way it was, with everything there. The Yidden Chab, they're not coming back. They were miyayish from their homes, gandik demayisa. They took everything. Who wouldn't want to take things? Free. Yidden took pots and pans, new, old. They asked the Shiloh about a Har Tzvi. Lufid a Chechen of a Rebbe, we don't be toivled it. And he's dan la halacha to be Simich on the Chechen of a Rebbe, exactly what Erez is saying. They got it ben Afger. It should be done, it should be not be toivled it. And he's done, it's this whole tshuva to be done with this Chechen of a Rebbe, halacha l'maisa, that he shouldn't have to, they shouldn't be toivled. They should, the kasha you have to. Yeah, they have to take out the machol sasuras. But the old stuff, the new, you don't have to do that either. Yeah. Imagine I'm sure they left hardware stores, everything. Everything was there. Everything was there for the taking. At the end of the day, the Har Tzvi said it's too big a chiddush. And he wants to say in Svara, they doesn't think it's so schwer. Why? The Bishma HaGolas Kalim is a Svara. It's Tarfus here. It's machol sasuras. There's a shal in the Gemara, but Maisa we hold Tam ki Iker. It's actually Machleik. We hold Tam ki Iker. So Oy Bazoy, the Tam is like Iker. So there's a Svori here to Asya. Svori, Ramban has a good Kasha. There's Machol Sasuris here. Machol Sasuris already Osir. So why wasn't already Osir Mechem Asicha Boy? So he needed a Torah to say there was Mutter. But he says, Tvilas Kalim is called Kulei Achidish. It's called Kulei Achidish. It's not a Kasha on the Torah. Why was this halacha nischadish in this parsha? And this halacha is nischadish in this parsha. Every mitzvah has its place and its time. Where Minashamayim, the Ebesh's geyser, this mitzvah belongs to this tkufa, this mitzvah belongs to this maisa. And that's the way that mitzvah is introduced to us. And we find many times in the Torah Chveis, you find Pesach Sheni, B'nai Slefu, and Nachli. You find many things that have developed themselves into a parsha of the Torah in their proper time. So the hechetes is of the Har Tzvi that you can have a kasha over here that tvilas kalim comes by itself now. Hagolas kelim, there the Ramban had a kasha. But tvilas kelim, he says that's not a kasha. Perhaps, and therefore lalocha yel, there should be tevil. Perhaps we can add a little bit of tam. Why taka does tvilas kelim show up now in Melchemes Midian? Why taka? Maybe it should have taka come. What is the svar? Perhaps one can say, what? What? Did they not take it? Pasha. We don't find one way or another. They took the things from me. They took things from the Mitzrayim that they did. But Machol Sasuris wasn't also yet. It was Machol Sasuris wasn't yet. Everything was a Devar Shul Heter. Everything was Devar Shul Heter. It was Kaidim Matan Torah. So you can't bring a riot from Kaidim Matan Torah. Right? But perhaps one could say like this. What is the whole Yisoid of Tvilas Kelim? Yisoid comes from a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi, in the end of the first parak, towards the end of the first parak, I'm sorry, so Yushalmi at the end of Avodah Zarah. Yushalmi at the end of Avodah Zarah. Yushalmi, Mamish at the end of Avodah Zarah. And Yushalmi says, Taisus brings down the Svara, but the Makar of the Svara is a Yushalmi. Yushalmi says like this, Rabbi Yirmiyu, Omer, Tzorech Lahatful, you have to eat Tevil Kelim, you know why? Perhaps we could say like this. Melchemes Midian, what was the idea? What happened to Melchemes Midian? They were pagim in Kedushas Yisrael. That was the whole point of Melchemes Midian. What's the tikkun? The tikkun is that we take care of all this. Moshe Rabbeinu was upset even that they left the michshol, the takola was left behind. The tikkun of that pagam in Kedusha is to bring back Kedushas Yisrael through the nekam of wiping them out. The tikkun, what this is, the parsha of being mesak and kedusha and klaisos. Perhaps dafke here, the kalim that we're even getting from goyim, that we read on the goyim and we were nichshol. Dafke here comes tvilas kalim. Even the kalim you get from a goy, you have to beware of its tumah and be makban on its kedusha. So maybe that can we give our shtickle tam to the heart svi svara, that dafke over here was the schadish every place. But maybe there's a svara why dafke over here. But either way, we have a teretz now to these kashas. One, the Ramban's kasha of Agolas Kalim. Why was the Schadish here not before? One is the Ramban's teretz, and then we had the Orchadish's teretz, that he says he was Mechamta Nev Yehuda. And on Tvilas Kalim, we have the Chechanover's teretz and the Hartzvizi Yisoid. Fine, let's move on to something else. We find here in Parsha this Inyan of Nekama expressed. The Inyan of Nekama here in this Melchemes Midian that we're talking about expressed in two different ways. At the beginning of the parsha, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimer, Nekoim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, get the Nekama of the Yidden, which is obvious. 24,000 Yidden died in the Magefa. Make Nekama for the Yidden. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayidaber Moshe Leimer, get ready for war. Loseis Nikmas, Nekama again. Nikmas Hashem b'midyan, Nekom of Hashem. And it would start off being Nikmas Yisroel, and now became Nikmas Hashem. What happened? It's Nikmas Yisroel, it's Nikmas Hashem. The emes is the Medrash of an art, both Medrash Rab, Medrash Chum, already are oimed on this Nekudu. That what is it? What is it? And then Medrash talks about a conversation that Moshe has with the Eibishter, and the Eibishter says, I'm doing it for you. And all the Medrash, Pshat and Medrash, that the Medrash says to say a Pshat. You look in Rashi, L'chay Rashi himself avoiding this kasha. The Rashi says, "Anikmas Hashem, sha'oimid keneged Yisrael, kilo oimid keneged Hakadosh Baruch Hu." And he brings that from the Medrash Tanchuma. So Rashi is saying that you want to know why we use one term here and one term there, because in essence it's the same thing. You go up against Klal Yisrael, you're taking on the Rebbeinu Shalom. But I heard Amol Pshat, beautiful Pshat, a Pshat that's taken from a pirush at the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim. Beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, on the side, there's a pirush called Tosfos Chadashim. Tosfos Chadashim, at the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, brings a shtickel Torah from the Kedushas Levi, the Berditchever Rebbe. The Berditchever Rebbe. And he asks Akasha, Pesachim, we call Pesach, Pesach, right? Pesachim means Lashon Rabbah, because Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Pesach, we call Pesach. In the Torah, it's always called Chag HaMatzos. It's always called Chag HaMatzos.
Shen kvayda dinenu merenu merabenu rav agoyin agodl b'tzina kadish merav levi yitzlok zetzal ad bezen kal chaydush berditshev. Tam lo makar chomshim sas psachim an anu kairin ezachayim. We amongst ourselves call it Pesach, not only Chazal. We also do that. And yet in the Torah, HaKadosh Shteit, always Chagam Matzos. He says two pshat. In the second pshat he says like this. Brings a famous Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says, beginning of Brochus, Dachov, we wear tefillin, and in our tefillin we talk about Kodesh Baruch. Right? In our tefillin says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikeinu, Hashem Achad. Godless Hashem, Shem Aleikeinu, Hashem Achad. There's nothing else. Just the Ebesh is Koichus, Aleikeinu, Akol Yochad, Echaylus Kuloi, Ba'i Echaylus Kuloi, Hashem Adoin Oilam, Hu Hayav Ayiyah. What's the Ebesh also wears tefillin, Zot the Gemara in Brochus, Davov. What's in the Ebesh this tefillin? Zot the Gemara, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'oretz. That's what's in the Eibishter. Umi mishtabeach kutshabichu shvachayid Yisrael. The Eibishter is mishtabeach with the shevach of Klal. Is that what the Eibishter holds me godless? Yes. Yes. We do it HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem emircha hayoyim Hashem amarta hayoyim Hashem emircha hayoyim. We do for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom does for us. And the rest of the parshas mi kam Yisrael goy b'chorot ki mi goy godl mi goy godl Ashrech Yisrael. All godless of Klal Yisrael. So the Eibishter wears tefillin that says how beautiful, how great Klal Yisrael is. Agav, Taisus over here in one line, Mikam Chisrael, Zeh Shiyosir HaPaiten, actually two lines, Zeh Shiyosir HaPaiten, that's the piyut on the first day yonder, Pesach, Toitefes Kaliloi Godly. Let's build up the Taisus. What does Taisus want? Tells a piyut. Piyut talks about it. Okay, so piyut talks about it. Good, but I have the Gemara right here. A piyut, Zakrim Shulayb Diskin. Taisus was bothered by Akasha. That yes, it's true. There's a pasuk mi ka'amcha Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the shevach Klal Yisrael should have said mi ka'ami Yisrael, mi ka'ami Yisrael. That's what's bothering Taisus. On that, Taisus answers, no. Look in the pia. Taitufus clearly God. The tefillin are calling out godless of Klal Yisrael. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do it. The tefillin kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wearing is screaming out. Is being machrish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at Klal Yisrael, look at your nation, Klal Yisrael, me, Ka'am, Klal Yisrael, it's a tefillin talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Yid has to know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyoch, whatever it means, puts on tefillin, the tefillin itself, our makris kamei kutshabrichun, and saying, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, look at your Yid and look at Klal Yisrael. Oyim v'nir, what that means, what a chizuk we have to have all the time. As much as we're putting on tefillin, the Gemara seems to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting on tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin, it's saying, Godless Klal Yisrael. How could a person not have chizik from thinking of that? Zok de bay, zok de barditcha v'roi bazoi. That's what's going on over here. What's Pesach mean? Rashi brings one pshat Pesach. Chom al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A moyerdik. Eibishter. We talk about Pesach. Look at what the Eibishter does for us. He's merachim on Klal Yisrael. We was a zman sakona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow no sakona to happen to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chaymel on us, was medalig us. The other pshat. We talk about kutshabrichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Look what he does for us. On the other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look at Klal Yisrael. Zocharti lo chesed nurayach, last week's Haftarah, Abbas Kulosai, lechtech achrai b'midbor. We went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu midbor. With what did we go in b'midbor? We left in such a rush, we didn't even bake the bread. We left. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, come. We just ran, not even being prepared the way we should be prepared. Lechtech acharei b'midbar etzel Yisroel. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look at my nation, Klal Yisroel, Chag HaMatzis. I'm going to refer to it as Chag HaMatzis. Look at Eden. Look at Eden. Ay bazoi. That's what's going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, look what these goyim did to Klal Yisroel. Nekoyim nikvas b'nei Yisroel. Go avenge Klal Yisroel. My Klal Yisroel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Well, Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, let's go avenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet. Look what they did. They made a chil Hashem. Let's go be noikim nikmas Hashem. That's the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We look out for Kvayt Shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking out for us and being Meshabeach HaKlal Yisrael. We are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin that screams out, look who Klal Yisrael is. We are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly calls Chag HaMatzis. To remind the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a reminder who Klal Yisrael is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispoyer with us. And the Rashi Shir Shirim says it's common places as the Bar Dichur brings down Makairus. This is the inyan of being mispoyer.
Peri olai uperi aloch. We say it in the Anam Zmiris, we say this in Yin. We're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabeach us. That's the Galus as possible. Let's be Messiah with one other thing. In the end of Parshas Matis, this Indian of Nachla, as we talked about, Bnei God, Bnei Ruven come, and they want a Nachla. They say, we have a lot of Mikna, and here's a big area, a wonderful Shidduch, a lot of Mikna, needs a lot of land, and here's a lot of empty land, it's a wonderful Shidduch, let's have this. And they have this whole conversation, and Moshe Rabbeinu thinks one way, the Maaseh, they clear it up, and everything's fine. Moshe Rabbeinu says, fine, B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain, you're getting this wonderful Nachla. Wonderful. All of a sudden, something chiddishtik happens right here at the end. Right at the end, fine. Moshe says, this is what you want? A deal. V'ya B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain, we're ready, we take the deal. Fine, Mayredik. Everything's fine. We're mamash getting to the end of the parsha. It's a deal, done deal. B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain, and Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yitalem Moshe, B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain, Vilechatzi Shevet Menashe Ben Yosef. Where'd they come in? What happened over here? Where'd they fall in over here? Where B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain? Where did Chatzi Menashe all of a sudden showed up? What's up, shot? They got a tremendous, they got a lion's share over here. The Zachin, they got it from Yarm, Machir, cities upon cities. What happened? What happened over here? The Ramban already shtells on this. And the Ramban says, Pshat, the Ramban says, Pshat, interesting Pshat. The Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Mitzchila leibolofanei Shemana. Shemanash weren't here, Ramban says. But when now that they made Chaluka Roshi, Eretz Gedoyla, Yosh Meroyla, it's so big. But they go, Rabbeinu Reuven don't need all this. Ubikesh mi sheyirtzel es nachlimon. Moshe wanted others should get nachla here. And Sheva Menashe was willing. So Moshe gave it. V'nasamcha, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. Chasanta Maisa. Ultimate Shemaim, how did it happen? That punkt, there's extra land. People, we have to give it to others. And punkt, it happened. The Chatzi Shevet Menashe are the ones who are getting it. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? The Yisoyed HaDavar of this Ramban, Ebe Emes, is often a Yushalmi. Yushalmi in Bikurim. Towards the end of the first parak. And there the Yushalmi... Yishalmi says, that this land that they got, Menashe, according to one pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara says, Bikurim, you could only bring from, you can't bring from Eivar Yarden. Why? Because there's a shenosatali. Loi shenataltali me'atzmi. Not that you took for yourselves. But they go, they took for themselves. So the Gemara is another pshat also. That's not Eretz Ovis Chalav Vash. Frank the Gemara, what's the chilek? So you have two pshat. What's an afkamina? Chatzi Sheva Menashe. If it's Asher Nosatali, they were given. Moshe gave it to them. V'loi Shana Talti Mat. Chatzi Sheva Menashe. They not much. They didn't take it. Moshe gave it to them. So they, therefore, can bring Bikurim. They didn't take it. Yitela Moshe, Ksiv Zokta Pnei Moshe. Moshe gave it to them. Moshe gave it to him. So what do you see from all this? You see in Yerushalmi Mefurish that Moshe gave it to Chashem Moshe. You said to Rabban Lecher Yerushalmi. Agav. Chaim Kanievsky is saying it's a little stark.
You're talking about being a Bikurim from there?
Yeah, they can bring, therefore, they can, Menashe can bring Bikurim. And Reuven and God can, according to this Pshat in the Gemara. According to the other Pshat in the Gemara, none of them can bring. According to this Pshat in the Gemara, Reuven and God can, but they could. No, you stay at Gemara. Yerushalmi. So Chaim Kanievsky, Pelad the Gazaf. With this Gemara, Pella the Gipshat, time of the crow. You look in the parsha, yeah, when the whole parsha starts, B'nai God, B'nai Ruvim come to Moshe Rabbeinu and have a whole matzav, a whole long matzav. They come, they tain as a chais, they said they make a deal, said, well, they'll do this, that. And then the Tanakhov we learn from there. And you find in the middle, it says here, Vayomru, they come. Where is it? Over here. Vayomru, they came to him, and they came, and they tied in. V'yichaf Hashem, and then he gave them back. Okay, then Vayikshuel. They came to him, and they said, fine, we want it, we want to come, we want.
in the middle here is a stop, and a new parsha begins here in the middle. In the middle of this conversation, there's a break here. There's a parsha. Why is there, Frank Reb Chaim, why is there a break here in the parsha? What's going on over here? He says, they came and they chapped the whole matzav over here, that if they're going to take it themselves from Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not going to be able to bring Bikurim. They want to bring Bikurim. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, we have a lot of mikneh. We need a lot of land. Now what happens? Now we need a lot of land. We don't have. What's going to happen? So obviously they're figuring, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu will chab. And on his own will say, okay, wonderful. Come, take this mikneh. Right? Come, take this mikneh. You look here, it's Vayavoyu b'nei go b'nei ruum v'yarmu Moshe Allah z'akayin l'si ayda leymer. Atar sediva yazanir rechesh alo l'svam n'voy v'oyin o'ar sheikah shom v'nei alisol eretz mikneh ulovadecha mikneh. Wonderful. Samach now. Samach. There's a new parsha. Oh, new parsha? What happens to this new parsha? Vayomru. It's one conversation. What do I need? A new Vayomru? What do I need? A new parsha? It's one conversation. They said, we have a lot of mikneh. Please give us the land. What? Where's the stop here? So Chaim Mayer, they came and they said to Moshe Lazar, we got a lot of mikneh. Okay, see you tomorrow. Maybe he'll chap the Esek. And what will happen? Moshe will give it to them. If Moshe gives it to them, it's a Orsha Nasati, they'll be able to bring Bikurim. What happened? Didn't happen. They had to go back. Vayomru, please give us the land. They had to lose Bikurim. They got no choice. They figured, okay, let's take the land. Well, we still want the land. Well, go ahead. We tried. Didn't work. Or B'nai Menashe at the end. Okay, so they talk about Moshe gave them. But anyway, let's get back to the void. What's Taker Pshat, even after the Yishalmi? Why is it that Dafka, B'nai Godu, B'nai Menashe, why Dafka were they the ones to be put and get this land here? There's a Merdik Mahalach here. It's here B'kitzur in the Hamak Dover, but he says it more Bariches in Parshas Devorim. In Parshas Devorim, Chazes over the story of B'nai Godu, B'nai Ruvein, and there the Hamak Dover says a Haflotik. He brings a Rai from Avos Rav Nosson that there was a shvacha matzav of Torah in Eivar Hayarden. It's a shvacha matzav of Torah. Then brings off an officer of Nosson like that. Koyach haTorah ma'at bekirba k'desayim b'officer of Nosson soy per chavav. It's a shvach. U'shvach. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Roh Moshe Rabbeinu, koyach haTorah ma'at. So Alkein Hishtadol Lahashtu Bekirbam Gdoile Torah Shir Mechashke Oret Barakach. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have to put Torah in there. He put Torah in there. Then the Benetziv is Meirich. He saw that this Menashe have Shaychus to Torah. In fact, even brings Raya's that Yor Ben Menashe, who we have over here, Raya's from Divrei Yom, really Rabban Arei talks about it, Api Agvamara, he didn't even come from Menashe. From his mother's side is Menashe. He came from Yehuda. Yehuda Shol Chafon Alayrith Von Agash. They're Malay Torah Yehuda. He sent them to do the Torah, to bring the Torah. That's what he sent them for. L'chayr, why taka them? Well, it's after the Netziv. L'chayr, there's other Shvatim that have Torah. Yisachar, Yehuda, Levi. Well, why did he dafka send Menashe? Perhaps we could say. We find Yaakov Avinu, after on his way out to the Golas, leaving Eretz Yisrael, what did he do? He went weiter to learn yeshiva. Another 14 years in Eivor's yeshiva. L'chayra, 14 more years in Eivor's yeshiva. What has he been doing till then? Also been learning. Shem was alive. Now Shem was nifter already. But he's been learning yeshiva. Yeshiva home. What is he doing now? Extra. This is what he's always been doing. Rabbi Yankiv says in Emes L'Yankiv, he's about to go to the Golas. A famous word. He has to learn the Torah. That's Torah Sagolas. He has to be able to handle the Golas. A special Torah Sagolas. Who are the experts in Torah Sagolas? We find here when it brings Menashe, interestingly enough, it says Menashe ben Yosef. Who needs the ben Yosef? We all know Menashe ben Yosef. The answer is because who excels in having turned the goals? Who were the Mitzionim of Torah Sagolas? Yosef in Mitzrayim. And amongst and between his two sons, Ephraim, the Chasam service was the Yosef home, the Menashe was the one who was around and around. And he was a ben Torah. Eivor Yarden Shvach, the living more amongst the Goyim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to send Menashe to you. Dafka Menashe.
They're going to bring the lichtigkeit of Torah, Menashe Dafka, with even people that are not even shayach Dafka to Menashe. I'm going to bring the light of Torah to you through Menashe. Torah Sagolus, you're going to have over there. You're going to have Torah Sagolus, and that's going to make this place work. That was the shtadlus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Netziv is Messiah, will be Messiah with this. Umezer Yumadu Ledairus. So up to Netziv here in Hamikdover, we shall learn from here. Lihishtadu loder b'makim Torah dafka should always live in a makim Torah. Ki bezeh tluyim chai Yisrael. This is what chai Yisrael is, and he brings that seif ksubas a shaila iser to leave bubble. Why? Because the yeshivas are mabitzes Torah. It's abatzes a Torah there. Where there's Torah, that's where you have to live. If there's no Torah, you can't live there. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to make it a place of Torah, a place of Torah. They will have to be an Eibzah Alfen. We live in a place there, should increase a place of Torah. Shmizoicha to live, go on the go of grace a place of Torah. Kimitzi and Taitz a Torah. Meher b'yomenu.